There were many stimulating presentations and discussions, and the workshop did an excellent job bringing together amateurs, students, and scientists from near and far. Among the presenters was Space Science Institute researcher Dr. Christina Collins, KDOXT, the 2025 recipient of the Dayton Hamettsen Technical Achievement Award. Collins demonstrated how interactive data visualization software could be used as a platform for HAMSCI work, including visualization of data amassed from the Personal Space Weather Station, PSWS, project. ARRL was well represented at the conference with a team led by Director of Marketing and Innovation Bob Interbitson, NQ1R, who was also the keynote speaker at the Friday night banquet, and Hudson Division Director Ed Wilson, N2XDD. Interbitson focused his remarks on amateur radio's unique status as a technological sandbox for exploring and developing new communications technologies. He also highlighted ARRL's commitment to growing the amateur radio service through programs like the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, which prepares school teachers and college professors to develop student interest and skills in radio communications and technology. Last year, the ARRL Board of Directors established a roadmap for a bold new strategic direction, said Interbitson in his address. For 110 years, you might sum up the organization's purpose as promoting and protecting amateur radio. Last year, ARRL's mission was expanded to develop the next generation of radio amateurs and to be even more deliberate. A new advocacy was established to inspire youth. Interbitson also led a meeting of the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program at the end of the workshop. You can read more about this HAMSCI workshop at ARRL.org. And just a quick little follow-up about the HAMSCI story. While eating breakfast last Saturday morning at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, ARRL staff member Bob Interbitson, NQ1R, was also on the air from Bonaire, remotely working a pile-up from a station he visits often on the island. Physically in Newark, New Jersey, for the annual HAMSCI Network, as we said, Interbitson had his Wi-Fi-connected laptop on the table in front of him, controlling the station in Bonaire as PJ4/NQ1R, and responding to FT8 calls in between bites of breakfast. Increasingly, popular remote operating will be the focus of an upcoming special edition of the National Contest Journal. You can join DX enthusiasts from around the world as they gather for the 76th International DX Convention in Visalia, California.